Let Me Drown in Your Paperwork by Musidra. Read by Rhea314
and Alutu.
Fandom Fake. Pairing D. Rio. Rating General Audiences. No archive warnings apply. Say, are the two of you getting enough sex?
JJ asked, and that was the point when Rio realized that maybe he had a problem. Even if the problem was definitely not a lack of sex, not that that was anyone else's concern. And even if it wasn't really Rio who had a problem.
There's a quota for that?
Drake asked, and Rio wished he could believe Drake saying that instead of sex might mean he had at least a little bit of shame. Unfortunately, it was far more likely the story, or a story, would be all through the precinct after lunch.
I read they did a study about it in the newspaper,
JJ said.
I clipped the article, of course. Some people should really be more considerate of their partner's needs, don't you think?
And it was nice, really, the way JJ didn't seem to hate or even dislike Rio for stealing D anymore. Like, it was also nice how nobody seemed to think it was fundamentally wrong for two guys to be dating, but sometimes Rio felt it would have been easier to deal with some stupid prejudices instead of this, whatever it was. Drake considered for a moment, then decided that wasn't some sort of trick question.
Yes.
Both of them were very carefully not looking at Rio. They might as well have been staring. I think I'm going to see how Dee's getting along with his paperwork.
Oh, you guys divide it!
JJ asked, oozing innocent curiosity.
Sometimes thin forms are the trickiest, you know? You wouldn't think it to look at them, but I'm telling you, very tricky. Very time-consuming to fill them out.
I'm sure they are, Rio said, because saying that they divided their paperwork by having Dee do all the moaning about it and Rio the actual filling out and filing would have made him sound petty. Dee was actually bent over some sort of form when Rio came in, which made him feel slightly guilty for a moment. I come bearing coffee. He expected Dee to look up, possibly with a line about how he wanted some cream to go with his coffee, as if Rio was ever going to have sex with him in the office, or something like that, but instead Dee just mumbled something. It might have been a good, although it had sounded more like a huh. Rio put down Dee's mug at a safe distance away from the stack of files, then grabbed a chair and sat down. Dee sighed. As far as plays for sympathy went, this wasn't much, but then again, Rio had been reliably informed that he was too easy. Everything all right?
No,
Dee said, sounding tired and frustrated and not at all like he'd been perfectly happy to try and make himself feel better by either arguing with Rio or having sex with him. Rio waited for Dee to elaborate, but Dee just went on working on the form, or staring and scowling at it, really, given the amount of writing that was going on. Anything I can do to help? The words simply slipped out, really, and not from habit, either. Rio had learned that lesson months ago, and a good thing it had been, too.
No.
Irrational, really, to feel annoyed at Dee not jumping at a chance to voice the paperwork on Rio. Would you like me to leave you alone? Rio asked, half counting on another no, which would explain things. Dee was, for whatever reason, distracted to a point where he wasn't actually listening when people asked him things.
Yes,
Dee said. Rio went.
That does sound an awful lot like sexual frustration to me,
JJ said the next morning when Rio, in a moment of weakness, had spilled the beans on Dee's uncharacteristic behavior. I offered. Clearly the moment of weakness hadn't passed yet. He wasn't interested. Drake and JJ looked, well, Rio supposed alarmed was better than intrigued. Slightly. JJ coughed.
Dee actually turned down sex? Dee's turned down sex plenty of times,
Drake said, looking thoughtful in a way that made Rio want to protest that he and Dee were doing fine. They weren't breaking up or anything. It was just that Dee was a bit out of it. JJ shook his head.
Not the same. I don't count.
A moment.
Well, obviously I count, but, Nah, what? So what happened exactly?
Nothing happened, Rio said. Maybe he was overreacting. Maybe Dee was just slowing down, getting serious, growing up. Maybe Rio should just back off, leave well enough alone, give Dee some space to figure things out for himself, since clearly Dee didn't want his help.
Naked?
JJ asked. Sorry, what?
You were naked when this nothing happened?
Rio felt himself flush. Drake coughed. JJ looked faintly apologetic.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure you'll find a way to work things out. I'm counting on you.
Which was all very good, but not particularly helpful. 2 hours later, Rio considered if perhaps there had been something to JJ's advice after all. Not that it had quite been intended as advice, probably. Dee? No reaction. Rio walked over to where Dee's mug was still standing, full of yesterday's cold coffee. The stack of files looked the same, although it was possible the forms had changed. Dee? Rio reached out and picked up the top folder. It looked like one of Dee's old cases. It had been closed years ago, with a successful arrest and conviction.
Someone kills an innocent woman, or sells drugs to kids, or robs a bank. And that's bad, right? People like that deserve to go to jail. But I make one goddamn mistake in a stupid report, and just like that, some scumbag lawyer says they should be allowed to walk. One tiny mistake.
Oh, probably not the best time to point out that yes, paperwork was important. And Dee was right, in a sense. It wasn't fair. It was the way the system worked, though. So this is, what, you checking all of your previous reports? Rio tried not to smile.
I'm not that crazy.
Dee scowled.
Wouldn't work, anyway. No, I'm just digging for something else to pin on him. I mean, we went after him for this one thing because we thought we had a solid case, a sure thing. But now that's fallen through.
And you didn't want to ask me for help because... why? Dee looked away.
Look,
he said.
I know you hate it that I always make you do most of the paperwork. But this is why, all right? I'm bad at it. And then stuff like this happens.
Rio snorted. Nice try. Dee's head snapped back. Dee, we're partners. We do it together, and when things go wrong, we fix them together. That's how it works.
But...
You screwed up, Rio said bluntly. You screwed up, and for 2 days I felt awful because you wouldn't talk to me. That's 2 days I could have spent helping you instead. Dee blinked.
You felt awful?
Half the precinct thinks we're breaking up, and the other half thinks we're not having enough sex or something like that. Not that Rio cared, but, well, maybe he did just a little.
Oh,
Dee said in a small voice that made Rio want to hug him, but then he said,
Oh,
again in an entirely different tone.
I know a perfect way to set them both straight.
It was good to see the old Dee back, in a way. In another way, no, I don't think so. Now let's get to work. Epilogue.
I can't believe you actually had sex in the office,
JJ said.
Honestly, Rio, you've got a lot more guts than I thought.
Drake nodded. Dee casually reached for a newspaper. Rio snatched it up and threw it at him. We didn't have sex at the office, believe me.
I deny it too,
Drake said. JJ made a dismissive gesture.
Yes, but you can trust us, Rio. We wouldn't tell anyone. I mean, we're friends, right? And Dee looks super happy today, so it's obvious something happened.
If you think I will do it just because everyone already thinks we do it, you're sorely mistaken, Rio said. Hand me the stapler, will you?
Why not? Sounds perfectly logical to me.
The end.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post.